So as we know, the internet offers so many online resources, including encyclopedias, dictionaries, atlases, collections of literature, images, animations, music, biographies, government and public policy data, reports on current events, and interactive learning activities. Some of the material available on the internet is relevant to topics studied in classes, but much of it is not. Students have got to be able to decide about relevance of material that they find, because the amount of available material can lead to problems such as easy plagiarism, exposure to commercialism or pornography, and just wasted instructional time. So teachers have to understand both the benefits and the hazards of internet use. Both primary and secondary sources of information can be found on the internet. Primary meaning, of course, diaries, government documents, photographs, videos, and other types of original materials. Secondary sources, including summaries and analyses of information from other sources. But much of the information on the internet is not controlled for accuracy. So students have got to do a lot more than simply locate material on the topic. They've also got to be able to evaluate the information they locate.